Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now think about this. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love is the agape love, the God kind of love, the unconditional love. So that love produces all this fruit. Joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Self-control is fruit. It's an outcome of you being connected with God. When you are in relationship with God and you have a healthy relationship with God, it produces all this fruit right here. You see that? But without self-control, none of it can be produced. You hearing that? And self-control is not, I'm going to discipline myself and we're going to do it right this time. That's not it. That's because you are in connection with God and you're communing with God. You're talking to God. And when He speaks to you, you may have somebody at work that just blasts you with negative words all the time. And you're just going to be able to rest and give them grace and mercy because you have self-control. You see that? That's because you're living out of a relationship with God. That's why he says in Colossians 3:23, in whatever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto men. In other words, you're living your life in relationship with God, and you're out to please God. And when you do that, then now you can give people what God gives you, mercy and grace. Yeah. And that, in turn, helps them, but it also protects you. God's direction brings protection. And God, and the scriptures have been given to us for direction. The Bible. That's why we're going to preach this Bible. And what the Bible says. We're preaching the Bible. And His Word brings protection. When He gives you direction, He's giving you protection. Am I making sense? If you tell your children, when you go out and you are surrounded by people doing certain things, I used to tell my kids, don't get in the car with people if they're drinking. I used to tell them that. And you know, I believe they listened to me. Because that wasn't ever an issue at our house. Now watch. When you go out and you are surrounded by people doing certain things, you tell your children not to get in the car with them. That's your direction. When they don't follow your direction, they forfeit the protection. It makes them vulnerable to things they would not be vulnerable to if they would have followed your direction. I'm going to let that sink in. See, that's what God is always trying to do. He's always trying to give us direction. Because He's your creator. He knows you better than anybody. And He wants the best for you. He's trying to keep you out of a rehab center. He's trying to keep you out of prison. He's trying to keep you out of a divorce. He's trying to keep you out of misery. And out of hospitals. Yeah. Am I making sense? Yeah. Is you catching this? This is huge. God sees some things that you don't see. Are you with me? God sees things that you and I don't see. But He wants you to be aware. He wants you to be aware of your relational space. Because he tells us, bad company, in 1 Corinthians 15:33, bad company corrupts good habits. He's talking about the people you're hanging around. It says in Proverbs, if you walk with the wise, you become wise. But a companion of fools will be destroyed. I think we need to watch who we're hanging with. Just saying. Am I making sense? He gives you that for your protection. That's his direction. You see that? Now, I want to give God praise for things he's done for me this week that I know, but I want to give God praise for things he's done for me this week that I don't know. People who could have hurt me with their words. People who could have done things to me and that didn't hurt me because God was protecting me. I want to give him praise and thanks for that. Praise means appreciation. We need to stay in appreciation for God. Am I making sense? I want to give God praise for the plan and snare of the devil and the trap of the devil that he set that I didn't step into because God frustrated it and God protected me from it. I want to give God praise for the safe, being safe on the freeway and on my traveling all this week. He's been watching over me. Am I making sense? I don't want to take that for granted. I want to give God praise for protecting me from danger this week. So right now, in you live stream, if you're sitting there on your couch, I want you to shout real loud in your house. Don't matter who's in there, let them listen. Just give God praise right now. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. Help me, Lord, to receive your direction. Praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Doesn't that feel good? That's right. That's biblical. The Bible tells us to do that. I'm going to do what the Bible says. How about you? All right. Now, so we've been talking about reigning in life. And reigning means to rule and to control. So the idea is when we reign in life, we're now controlling and ruling over the things that used to control and rule us. You see that? So if I have a temper, just blow off and say what's on my mind, I'm not reigning. But when I get with God and I understand his righteousness has been given to me to reign in life, I don't have a temper like I used to. I don't just say things off the top of my head. Well, I have to go spend money because it makes me feel good. You know, retail therapy. I don't have to do that anymore. Because God's showing me how to handle my finances. That's reigning in life. My bills are getting paid. I'm not in debt up to my ears. I'm not walking around complaining about gas prices and what's going on in the world. I'm being taken care of because I am listening to what God says about money. I'm going to tithe and I'm going to put that principle in place and watch God work in my life. You see this? I'm going to begin to take care of myself a little bit. I'm going to begin to walk. I'm going to begin to do some exercises, right? I want to stay fit as I can so I can keep fulfilling the will of God. You know what? You can get to a place where you don't want to get off the couch and do what God says. I don't want to get like that. I've seen people like that. They don't want to do God's will. You know, it's time for me to pick up shells and walk along the ocean and just, you know, find shells. Do that the rest of my life. Where's that in the Bible? Huh? God has a plan. He wants you to be effective all the way through. Like Ryan was saying, he wants you to be bringing others into Christ. He wants your life. God wants to use you. You see that? To bring others to Christ. Because Jesus is coming. This world is falling apart like a $2 suitcase. All right. So we're going to look at our words today. Give me Romans 5:17 there. For if by the one man's offense death reigned, death means separation from God. You see, before you're born again, that's what's happening. You're separated from God. I remember before I was born again, I was just meandering in life, wondering, what am I here for? What's my purpose? What's the meaning to life? What's all this about? Why did I go through what I went through? Just walking around and, you know, going here and going there and listening to my friends and listening. Oh, try to please them, try to please. You're just out there. You're just existing. But when you're born again, you see, Holy Spirit begins to work in your life. You see that? He begins to work in your life, and he begins to show you and direct your life. Jesus said, you can see the wind, you can see the effects, but you can't see the Holy Spirit in John chapter 3. So I remember watching the wind blow one day, and the trash cans were blowing over, and stuff was blowing. It's like the wind, the Holy Spirit, the effects of the wind. The effects on your life will show up when the Holy Spirit is in there. Because he's like the wind. It will show up on your life. Outwardly. You see that? Now watch. So our words are what we're talking about. We need to grow and mature with our words. Now, I want you to pay attention. Remember, if you pay attention, you won't have to pay later. You know, you get it over with now, and then it starts to help you. So, remember when Adam and Eve were created? You don't remember, but the Bible teaches us that. And Adam, he created Adam, and he said, it's not good for man to be alone. I thought to myself, he's not alone. God's there with him. I remember I thought that one day. But then, the Holy Spirit showed me, God is a spirit. See that? God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And he created us in the image of God. You are a spirit. You see that? You're a spirit being. The real you is not your body. You're living in your body. But you're a human, and you have human needs. So God had to create a woman to meet Adam's human needs. God couldn't even meet his needs. He needed to create a woman to meet his needs. Are you hearing me? He says, I will supply, in Philippians, he said, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Glory, what God originated and intended. God will meet every need you have, but he's going to use people. Are you listening to me? He's going to use people to help you on your journey in life. And you'll recognize when God's using them. Now think about this. You have needs. And so now, so what happened is, he created Eve, and now, she, God says, don't eat from this tree, but you can't, you can eat from everyone but one. Here comes a snake. Psst. Did God say? Surely you won't die. And she, the Bible says, Adam was not deceived. Eve was deceived. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Eve was deceived. Eve used her words to deceive Adam. And with her words, all the created order went into confusion and disarray. With her words. Now you men, don't sit there and act like it's the woman's fault. No, it's not the woman's fault. I'm trying to show you a principle about words. So what we as humans have verbal needs. Verbal needs. You see that? So that's why our words are so important. That's why, you know, you guys can come here and you can, people will always say things to me, "Oh, Pastor Fred, that made so much sense today. That was a good message." And then I just kind of, you know, "Thank you." But now, when she says it, "Oh, what was good about it? Tell me a little more." See, I have verbal needs. She says something and it's like, "Dude, I really get something from it. Am I making sense? You have verbal needs. Am I making sense?" You know, I'll be in the house taking a shower and get out. We'll be getting ready to go out on Friday or something. I have my t-shirt on. She'll say, "Ooh, look at those muscles." I say, "What muscles?" "Yeah." I perk up like a banny rooster in the house. She's meeting a need. Am I making sense? I ain't playing. I'm trying to help you understand something. And when you understand this, you're going to change the way you speak to the people that matter to you the most. And God is going to help you and show you things, and you're going to begin to enjoy life more. That's just how it is, folks. You know, she was going to work the other day. I always go out on the front porch and stand there and watch. I like to watch. You know, she'll say, "Okay, I'm getting ready to leave." So I can just stop what I'm doing. I stand up there on the porch and watch her leave. And she's walking out through there, and I said, "Oh my goodness. Look what the Lord has done. You'd be looking good today." And now the catch says, being serious, I ain't playing. So one time I said that, something similar to that. She says, "You're just looking in the mirror." And then she said this. I love this. She's standing out on the driveway, and I'm up on the thing, and we're talking loud, you know. Neighbors can probably hear us, but it's 7:30 in the morning. So, and she goes, "I am rubber, you are glue. What you say about me bounces off of me and sticks to you." It's like, that's how it is. Do that. You ought to write that down. I'm telling you the truth. You know what happens? You destroy your own house with your words. You wonder what's going on, what the problem is. It's coming out of here. Yep. And you're not reigning. You're being controlled and ruled. Right. Am I making sense? I'm telling you the truth. And I'm going to tell you what. She's going into some environment, you know, some a lion's den. And she's got all these people she has to deal with, and she never complains once about it. But she's got somebody sitting there letting her know who she is and how she looks, and all these verbal needs are being met. She'll send me a little text. "I can't wait to see you today." I love it. And she can't wait to get home, because she comes out of there into a place where she's been edified. Are you catching this? And built up, happy. Am I making sense? We got to understand this. We have to understand. When we begin to understand this, we'll use our words differently. And it will help the people rather than hurt them. You see, you don't want to be a person that's hurting the very thing God has entrusted you with on this journey, through better or for worse, through richer or poorer, right? He wants you to use you to build them up. And I'm telling you what, I'm the same way. I can't wait till you get home. It's just like, come on. Because I got to come in here every day. But you know, that's why Friday night, don't be calling me. We're going out. And we don't need a whole train load of people with us. It's just her and me. And we giggle and carry on like two little lovebirds. Don't I know some of y'all gag me. Okay, but you better be listening. You better be listening. Because this here is what your children need. It's what people need. Because that's what your marriage is for. To be an example of Christ and the church.
Right.
Are you with me? Are you okay? You glad you're in church today?
Amen.
I am too. All right. So now look. But those, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will what? Reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Reign, rule, and control. Never over people. You're never to control people. You see that? If someone's trying to control you all the time, that's their insecurity and jealousy. You see that? That doesn't fly. That's not. No, you don't have to be controlled by people. God, you want him to help you in your decisions on how to respond and love people. Amen. Am I making sense? It's to come out of your relationship, your righteousness. And that's how you begin to reign in the things that were controlling you. You do it his way. You see, that's why he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, all what things? Everything you need, all your verbal needs, spiritual needs, financial needs, everything you need will be met through that righteousness. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. You see that? Divine order there. Righteousness always produces peace. Always. David said in Psalms 85:10, righteousness has kissed peace. They've kissed each other. They always go together. Righteousness always produces peace. And peace, he said, that will guard your heart and mind through Christ. And that means, in Philippians 4, to protect from all enemy invasion. When you have peace that comes out of your righteousness, your mind is being protected from all enemy invasion. Now think about this. Go with me to Proverbs 24:29. Talking about words, right? Do not say... When a relationship breaks down, the first thing to do is forgive. It's the first thing. I mean, you don't want to wait around. You want to forgive. Now listen to me. This verse is revealing the psychological structure that takes place that we operate under normally. And how we function in a normal way, but it really isn't healthy. Listen to me. This verse reveals the psychological structure of resentment. We will make the comment and say inside, I'm going to do to them what they did to me. And now you're on a road of misery. Huh? Listen to me. See, God tells us in this verse, remember when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness? What did he say? It is written. He used the scriptures. And the devil left. Every time. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to depend on what the scripture says. We're supposed to be familiar with the scriptures. It says, every time the devil left, only until another opportunity. came up. Now look, and then it says when Jesus came out of the wilderness, he came out of the wilderness with power. Look it up in Luke chapter 4. He came out of the wilderness with power and went throughout all Galilee and Judea. Listen, with power, because he was relying on the scriptures. Jesus told the Sadducees in Matthew 22:29, he said, you are mistaken by not knowing the scriptures or the power of God. See, they were confused. They thought they knew the scriptures, but they didn't know the scriptures. That's why they were sad, you see. They had no power. You see, when you understand how to respond and how to walk this thing out, it gives you power in your life, ability to overcome. Am I making sense? Now unto him who is able, Ephesians 3:20, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. According to how we will yield, anything's possible.
Amen.
Y'all with me? Verbal needs. You got them and I have them. I'll do to them as they have done to me. But God tells us to deliberately refuse those thoughts and do not say, I will do to him just as he has done to me. Now listen, because when you do that, it will backfire on you every time. Every time. Give me that verse in Genesis chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 real quick. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, the word well in Hebrew means healed and whole. Means healed and whole. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Reign. You see that? Cain had resentment towards Abel because of that offering thing. Are you listening to me? He had resentment that built up in him. That's where murder comes from. Hatred. When you have bitterness and hatred, the word murder and gossip are equal in the eyes of God. When you gossip about somebody, you kill and murder their reputation. The worst thing you can do is gossip about somebody. When you gossip about somebody and you don't know the whole story, you know who you're really hurting? Yourself. Yourself. When people come up and gossip to me, I'll shut them off. I'll say, let's go get the person and then we'll talk about it. They never want to do it. Or else, if I'm out in the community and somebody says, oh, so-and-so is going to your church, do you know that? I'll come up with 20 things describing them like something else. Are you with me? And it shuts them off.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.